you know, Paddy Dye's game plan certainly worked, Oisin, and unfortunately for football in the modern era, it worked because he just sat and counter-attacked. Now, he played his hand very well, bringing on Johnson, who got all their claim. I thought McBride came on between the two of them. They did the damage when the game opened up a bit. But I think, obviously, you know, they're very near to their competition. Sigerson is next month. So you'd like to think they were maybe a wee bit further down the line than their lads. And just when the game opened up, they had that wee bit of more pace and they got that goal which gave them the launch pad to go on and win the match. But I thought previous to that, you know, when we sent on Neil McGee and Murphy at half-time, you know, our big problem was we had no real focal point in the attack. And Michael gave us that. We had those five or six chances for points and we had a goal chance. And out of those, I think we had seven chances, we took one of them at one point. So the game was kind of hanging in the balance. Paddy McGrath got sent off in. And I think, and you just sense St Mary's kind of thought, you know, there's something here, we could win this match. And, you know, in the closing stages, they completely dominated us. But as we know, actually, the Donegal lads are training very hard as well. You know, we're not training to win the McKenna Cup. We're putting that tough training in now. And I think in those last 10 minutes, I think just that bit of training, is, along with how the game panned out, kind of caught up with us.
Nothing really major to worry about after the results, but it's a learning curve for a lot of the young players, Brendan. What could they take away from that defeat yesterday?
Yeah, well, I think the last day probably down at a very similar team out there, very experimental, and we had those couple of old heads that kind of seen us through the game and say bringing on Michael. And I think yesterday what you had was a crowd of students at maybe that similar level. The our guys kind of, you know, they're more or less in the round county fringes and that, but just that wee bit further down the line training, you know. And I think yesterday we were very ordinary, to be honest, Oisin, and you know, a lot of that I suppose was down to St Mary's tactics, but outside it, maybe Oran McNeely, who almost beat them on his own, gave a fantastic display. Outside of that, you know, there wasn't that positive of a spin they put on the game. But, you know, as I say, we put that down to, you know, lads starting off. You know, I don't think it would be too harsh on us, all young lads. I think, you know, the next day there's still a tiny glimmer of hope against Fermanagh. And who knows, maybe we could pull it off. Although, you know, after their performance in, up and down, I think it's a very difficult proposition.
We expect Rory to bring in a few more of the experienced players for the game against Fermanagh on Wednesday. Do you expect Donegal to bring it up a couple of notches from the last two games?
Yeah, it's, you know, it can be done. I just think from Fermanagh's two performances, I think obviously down again went very experimental, and you know, Fermanagh certainly taught them a bit of a lesson in their home patch. So, you know, Fermanagh a wee bit buoyed by that, and they're at home. You know, Pete McGrath will be wanting to seize on the, you know, the finish he had the last season. Obviously, we had a very good performance against Dublin and Croke Park. So I think that's a real difficult one for us, even if he does bring back two or three extra players. You know, for us to outscore them by 5 points, and we need the result down vis St Mary's to guarantee it, you know. So it'll be difficult. It can be done, but it'll be difficult.
Moving on to the other section, which involves North West sides. Tyrone and Derry, really, put a cracker together yesterday, didn't they, own big, Brendan?
Yeah, unbelievable. And Derry, four goals of that first day, four goals of last day. You know, I know as Donegal, people will be crying out for goals. You know, if we hit the eight in the season, be lucky. Derry have had them back to back in games there, you know, four in each. But I think the real tale yesterday, you know, was just that experience. And you know yourself when you go into a league there, obviously maybe Derry stepped off a foot a wee bit, but kickouts was the major thing in the game. Throwing absolutely dominated them on Derry's own kickouts and their own. And I think maybe early in the second half, Emmett McGuckin got sent off. And a bit like our own Paddy McGrath scenario, Tyrone really seized on that and clipped over points from every angle. I think even though they only went a point up, I think the goals maybe will show you that Tyrone dominated that game by and large, and still a big bit of work for Damien Barton to be done.
And Brendan, once again, Mickey Hart showing how seriously he takes this competition and that he wants to lay down a marker in the early part of the year.
Yeah, certainly. Say we're going for five titles in a row. You know, as you're saying, actually, when Tyrone go down, you know, into their squad and look for young lads they bring through, they've obviously an All-Ireland Under-21 team behind them. You know, you can be sure them boys are chomping at the bit. They've got all the colleges in Tyrone churning out top footballers. So Tyrone come mean in business at any time of year, and Derry found out their cost yesterday. So, you know, obviously, again, actually, we're always saying, not reading into it too much, but, you know, I think Tyrone is certainly a side. They've got the squad capable, I think, of coming back and challenging for major honours and All-Irelands again in the near future.